Patrolman John J. Daly, end of watch, October 17th, 1895. Roger Dougherty, Patrick Kane, and John DeVinny stood on the corner of Charles and Conway Streets, making a disturbance shortly after midnight on August 26, 1895. The three had had frequent trouble with the police, and when they spotted Patrolman Daly walking on the opposite side of the street, they began to taunt and tease him as he patrolled his beat. Their behavior had its desired effect, and Daly crossed the street. When he attempted to place the three under arrest, a struggle began. The barrage of feet and fists soon overwhelmed the outnumbered officer. His assailants threw him to the ground, continued to kick and beat him as he lay there, fading in and out of consciousness. Roger Dougherty seized the opportunity to rip Daly's weapon from its holster. Unable to resist, Daly heard the gun discharge. Despite the close proximity of the shot, Patrolman Daly didn't feel the wound and didn't seek medical attention until much later in the day. Upon closer examination by a doctor, the bullet wound was discovered, and Daly was rushed to the University of Maryland Hospital. And there he received the tragic news that the wound was mortal, and he insisted on returning home at 117 West Clement Street to die next to his loved ones. On October 17th, 1895, John Daly left behind a wife and four children.